Le'ilu nishmas of kleinu mishkamin ben reveli melech. Yevamis perk vav mishna beis. V'chein abal achas mikol ha'raya shebetorah. Just like the bias that we mentioned in the previous mishnah work by yibum, any type of bias, even if he's just machnas da Torah, which is called ha'ara, or it's bias shalor kedarko. If he has bias this way in any of the arayas in the Torah, o psulos, or people that are just puzzle, kegoin almana l'kohen gadol, like if a kohen gadol has bias like this with an almana, grush of a chalutz l'kohen hedyot, or kohen hedyot, a non-kohen gadol, regular kohen, has bia to a grusha, which is asr to midiraisa, or a chalutza, somebody that had a chalitza, one that a chalitza is only asr midirabanan. And this means that just like in the previous mishnah, it didn't matter whether it was ones ratzon, even if a woman was forced, it's considered a maisa znus. And she's considered, for a kohen, a zona, and she's not allowed to marry a kohen, and she becomes pasul from truma. And like the Rav points out, that even in Eishes Ish, if somebody was ma'anasar, lo aleinu, even though to a Yisrael, he's allowed to stay married to her. Nevertheless, if this woman would ever become an almana, a kohen would never be allowed to marry her. Because just like to a kohen, if this would happen to his own wife, so too, the same thing, if it happened to a Yisrael's wife, it's still usher to that kohen if it ever came out that this Yisrael died and left her as an almana, he couldn't marry her too. So she becomes usher to kuhuna. And so too, like the Rav points out, a grusha that we said, that has bia with a kohen hedyot, what do we mean that we say that she's pasul? Because a grusha can't marry a kohen anyway. So what it means is that even if she's a grusha, that her father was a kohen, and after her husband's megarsha, she can go back and eat truma, if this grusha would now have bia with a kohen hedyot, and let's say it's l'shem nisuin, so she now becomes a chalala, and also the previous case of an almana l'kohen gadol, also, when the kohen gadol is bol her l'shem nisuin, he makes her a chalala, and she also becomes pasul for truma, but that would also pasul her to marry. In this case, she's already a grusha, so when a kohen goes and is over the iser lav, and is machneser through bia, she becomes a chalala, and she's also pasul. Even if her father was a kohen, she no longer can eat truma in this case. Mamzeres and nesina liyisrael, also mamzeres, a female mamzeres, nesina, these are people that were megayim in the time of Yehoshua, he gave them jobs, but he did not allow them to intermarry with other Jews. Now this has nothing to do with kahuna, this part, like the Mefarshim point out. Rather, it's just teaching us that just ta'ara is like a gemar bia, and they would get malchus. A regular Yisrael would get malchus on this. And continuing with pasling from truma, bas Yisrael l'mamzer l'nosin, pasal. A bas Yisrael that would have bia to a mamzer or a nosin, even if somebody's ma'anasar, would pasal her for marrying a kohen and eating truma. And now returning back to the psula kahuna, bas Yisrael amamzul l'nosin pasal, and also a bas Yisrael that had any of these bias to a mamzer or a nosin pasal. All these cases, there'd be pasal for either marrying a kohen or eating truma, whether it's a chalala or a zona. V'loy cholak bein bia l'bia. And the Pharisee points out what this is telling us is there's no chilik between any of the bias. Once this mice is done, even the case of a woman that somebody, let's say, is ma'anis a woman that's married to a Yisrael, not a Kohen, we consider that a Maisa's Nus, and we're not mechalak between Bia to Bia, meaning that even though she's mutter to stay married to that Yisrael, since that Maisa was a Bia's Nus, if that woman would be married to a Kohen, therefore, like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that she would be also to marry a Kohen, because we're not mechalak between the fact that she's married to Yisrael, doesn't matter. This is a Bia's Nus, and in the future, if it ever comes out, she'd be considered a Zona, and she'd be also to marry a Kohen. Or teach Rumah.